AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Two Democrats who want to be president are in Iowa. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says his message is Washington needs the right leadership.
What the American people want is an economy and a government that starts standing up for the working families of this country and not just large campaign contributors and the billionaire class.
Sanders was on CBS's Face the Nation. Hillary Rodham Clinton is also in Iowa a day after formally launching her campaign.
This is about not only waging a campaign and winning an election, but it is about what we do together to build an America where if you do your part, you reap the rewards.
Clinton's campaign has signaled Iowa will be the centerpiece of its ground game. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says two escaped prisoners may be near the prison they got out of. They may be in Mexico for all they know. They just don't know yet where David Sweat and Richard Matt are. It's been 9 days since the convicted killers got out. A prison employee, Joyce Mitchell, is charged with helping the men escape. Governor Cuomo says he understands prisons run on a delicate balance.
There's a line, and when the line is stepped over, then action has to be taken.
Carlos is no longer a hurricane in the Pacific. It's a tropical storm off Mexico. But forecasters say it could strengthen back to a hurricane by tomorrow. Gas prices are going up, but at a slower pace. The average price nationwide jumped 3 cents to $2.87 a gallon. Chris Pratt and some dinosaurs are box office gold.
You might have made them in a test tube, but they don't know that. They're thinking, I gotta eat. I gotta hunt.
Jurassic World roared onto screens with the second highest domestic opening of all, bringing in $204 million. Jurassic World also brought in $511 million around the world. This is AP Radio News. The NBA Finals move back to Oakland tonight for Game 5. Golden State Warriors and LeBron James Cleveland Cavaliers are tied at 2 games apiece.
I don't think anyone has the momentum. Obviously, everyone will say them. Because they're coming back home, and then after the game they had the other night.
Golden State easily won Game 4 in Cleveland. There could be a fight over leadership of soccer's governing body, FIFA. Here's Kyle MacKinnon.
A highly placed anonymous source told a Swiss newspaper that FIFA president Sepp Blatter might try to stay on, even though he's said he's going to resign amid criminal investigations into FIFA corruption. He's got support from Asian and African soccer federations, but in response, the head of FIFA's Audit and Compliance Committee says it's vital that Blatter follow through with the initiated process of leadership change.
But some top FIFA officials, and not Sepp Blatter, are facing corruption charges in connection with this FIFA case. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.